We are at the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are four lines in the bottom, Ihachi. So we saw yesterday that Kohen Hedyot has a haircut once every 30 days, and we learned this out because para mi nazir, and therefore every 30 days he needs a haircut. So the Gemara said, Ihachi. So just like we make various takanas, we said yesterday, Mikan Amru Kolkayin Shemaka Mishmarta Mishmaras Beis Avshalai, and so on. But nowadays there are various restrictions, legabe, drinking wine, and so on. So why don't we say a similar halacha legabe haircuts, that kahanim should get haircuts on a regular basis, once every 30 days? Yachavilo ha'idna nami. So that we say, Dumyo de Shasuya Yain. Mashasuya Yain, Bisman Bia, who the Osish like Bisman Bia Shari. Just like when it comes to drinking wine. The Isser is specifically Bisman Bia. Like Rashi says, three lines in the bottom, Dechsiv Bavayam El Hatzer. Bisman Shabesim Magdish Kayim, Shabayin Sham Lavoid. So just like with regards to Shasuya Yain, it's only Bisman Bia which is Osser. Shli Bisman Bia is permitted, Af Hachanami. It's also going to be mitted. It's going to be permitted. Shli Bisman Bia, therefore they're allowed to grow their hair, and they don't need to worry. Some of the Girsa, they add in the words, V'yayin Shli Bisman Bia Shari. What is that? Is that true, that the only time there's an Isser is Bisman Bia, but Shli Bisman Bia, it is permitted? Vatanya Rebbe Omer Imani Kahanim Asurin Lishdis Yayin La'olam Avomaya Sishetakanas Kikolase. Rebbe was the one who said that nowadays we are Mako, like we saw yesterday, the Rashi and the Rambam, various reasons why. But that was Rebbe V'Amar Abaya Kaman Shosuo Idno Kahani Chamra, according to which opinion nowadays are the Kahanim reliant on that they drink wine? Rebbe. They're going like Rebbe Michlal the Rabbanan Asri, but clearly indicating that the Rabbanan are the ones who ask their Rashi says, Afilu Shle Bisman Bia. The Rabbanan asks the drinking wine, even Shle Bisman Bia. So again, we go back to our question. Our question was, nowadays we should make restrictions on Kahanim, and we should say that they should make sure that they have a haircut once every 30 days. And don't tell me that it's similar to Shasuya Yayin, because according to the Rabbanan of Rebbe, you're not allowed to drink wine nowadays, even though it's Shalei Bisman Bia. So we should make a similar restriction, and we should be mechayev them to take haircuts on a regular basis. Right? Michlal de Rabbanan Asri, my time, and Mary Bana Beis HaMikdash, Shubayin and Kayen Haroi Lavoid of Aleka. There will be a requirement for a Kayen who is Roi Lavoida. Malekas, if you have a kohen with an overgrown hair, he's not going to be rei la'avoda. So that is the Gemara's kasha, that we should impose mandatory haircuts on kahanim. They should have to take a haircut once every 30 days because b'mheri bana beis hamikdash and so on. You just to mention the tesis again. We quoted this yesterday. Someone asked this question. The second tesis. Boyin kahanim haruim la'avoda v'lakavim tamer v'halayi b'loy yainami asurin b'avoda d'tmei mesim ninu v'tzrichin hazogim uvezayin v'amay asri lehu yayin. If anyway they are nifsa la'avoda insofar as they are considered to be t'mei mes, so anyway, who cares? Why should we make restrictions on not allow them to drink? If anyway, it's going to take them a week. Surely, even if you drink a lot of wine, after a week, you will be fine. The Tesis says, no, to become makam, mutarin b'avoydus tzibor, the tuma hutshubit tzibor. That we don't have to worry about, because of tuma hutshubit tzibor. That's regarding tumas meis, and regarding other types of tumas, which are less common, like, I don't know, tumas sheretz, and what have you. So there we're not so concerned to asr all kahanim, because we will find other kahanim who don't necessarily have tumas sheretz on them. So al kopanim, we're holding by akasha. We should impose mandatory haircuts on the kahanim. Says the Gemara, hacha efshur de misapir va'ayil. Now, so if the Beis HaMikdash comes, he'll quickly go to the barber and he'll have a haircut. So it's something which can be done on the spot. So let's say a similar thing with regards to Shasuya Yain, that he'll take a little nap, he will have a little power nap, and he will wake up refreshed, and he will no longer consider to be drunk. Kidi Rami Bar Abba. The Omer Rami Bar Abba, Derech Mil, Derech Mil Vishena. If a person walks a mill or sleeps even a little bit, once you lose consciousness and he sleeps even a little bit, that is mefigas ayayin. So what's the big concern? He'll just have a little sluff and then he'll wake up refreshed and he'll be with avoida. Says the Gemara, no, lav mi itzmar Allah. When do we say that a person can negate the effects of wine only if he drank a revius of wine? But once he drank more than a revius of wine, so then if he goes on a walk, then he will feel even more disoriented, and so too when it comes to shena, that will push him even further into a state of shichrus. So, yeah. So, al-kabonim, again, the question was, we said that nowadays we should impose mandatory haircuts for the kahanim, because it's b'meri b'nei beis hamikdash, just like the rabban of Rebbe asked it to drink, so too they should impose haircuts, and that we say no. Haircuts, you can get a haircut on the spot. Drinking, he won't necessarily be able to neutralize the effects of the wine. Rav Ashi Omar, different answer. When did Chazal make Gzeira? And they said, don't drink wine nowadays, depending on, you know, if you know your Mishmar, your Beis Av, and all that, which we mentioned yesterday. Because being that Bidiyevet, it will be Mechali Avoida, therefore they imposed restrictions on Kahanim. Whereas, Priye Roish, having long hair, Dele Mechali Avoida, which is not going to Bidiyevet, be Mechalal, the Avoida, like Rashi says, Priya Reish, Rashi says about 10 lines down, the Leiksiv Bei Chalal, and therefore it's not going to be Mechal, the Avoida Bidiyevet, Loi Gazu Behu Rabbanan. Therefore, they did not impose mandatory haircuts for Kohanim. Okay.
What did the Kohanim do after the destruction of the Bais?
What do you mean? What did they do?
I mean, what function did they have, the Kohanim? I mean, nowadays it's just the Dukhan. I mean,
yeah, they didn't. I would assume a similar thing, that they didn't have any formal function once the Bais was Charuv. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is talking about after the destruction.
Well, this is the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara's Kash is that according to the Rabbanan of Rebbe, who say, B'mheiri Yabana Beis Hamikdash, and therefore, even nowadays, we need to be concerned, and the Kohanim need to act, that perhaps any moment the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and therefore we ask them to drink wine, so too we should require mandatory haircuts. On that, we've given now two answers. Answer number one, we said that he can have a haircut on the spot. Answer number two, we said that being the B'dievet, it's not Mechal the Avoidah, therefore, we are not concerned. The following are So it mentions Shasuya Yayin and Pruye Roish. People have long hair, longer hair. So Bishlam Shisuya Yayin is Misvishamayim. How do I know Dhsiv Bay Yain Vishekha Al Taste? And the Pasuk goes on to say Ata Ubanecha Valay Samusil. So Lahadya, there is Misvishamayim for Shisuya Yayin. So that's Mafurish. Ella Pruye Roish Minalan, what's the source? Now for Pruye Roish, if they have long unkempt hair, hair which has grown more than 30 days, elapriya reish minalan. So here we quote a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the source that is Misa v'dei Shamayim for Kehanim who haven't had a haircut in 30 days is from the pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, V'reisham lo yigalechu, V'opera lo yishalechu, V'ksim basrei, V'yayin lo yishtu, Kol kayin b'vayim alachatzah p'nimis. So it mentions not overgrowing your hair, not growing your hair out too long, more than 30 days, paraparaminazir, like we said yesterday. And then it brings, and it's makish to the concept of shesuya yayin. So we say, the iskush pruye roish, shesuya yayin, ma shesuya yayin b'misa, pruye roish b'misa. So we have a hekish based on the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel to tell me that there's misa v'dei shamayim for pruye roish. And now that we've got a hekesh to tell me that there's misa b'dei shamayim umina, so there's a hekesh on the record. If so, umina, so I'm taking out the next word, e, ma shesuya yayin, the mechali avoida, free erosh the mechali avoida. So surely we should say that both of them are mechali avoida, meaning shesuya yayin is mechali avoida because it says that lahedya. And to the extent that free erosh is hukash, it should also be Mechal Le'avoida. There's a question what the gear says over here, but he says, Kol Zeles de B'Sanhedrin Elamasik Sham Kasha. Come on, Taka ends off and says, Kasha, you're right. Taka ends off with a Kasha, that there should be, I mean, according to this second reason, which we said, according to Ravashi's reason, who said, Shesuya Yayin, the Mechal Le'avoida, Gozrubu Rabbanan, so there they made a Gzera, Whereas when it comes to Priya Roish, that it's not Mechal V'Avoida, so then, in a Hanami, that's the reason why they did not impose a mandatory haircut, and so on. But on that, the Gemara ends off with a Kasha. So just one second, I just wanted to see the one Rambam over here. Is this the one I wanted? Right. Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, the Maisa, it comes out. We end off with a Kasha. And I guess the only answer which remains is the first answer which we gave, and that it's possible for the Kayan to have a haircut on the spot, whereas it's not possible for him to get over his hangover and his state of shichris immediately. Fine. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Always seen this question in a couple of places. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ha mikamei da osi cheskel man amra. So we're saying we have a hekish between shesuya yayin and priya rosh to tell me misa de shamayim, and therefore we wanted to say the same thing with Gabi Chilo. Al Kabbanim is a hekish. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ha mikamei da osi cheskel man amra. So before Yecheskel came along, I said, how did we know this? How did we know this concept? Amalei ulatameich ha da amar Rav Chisda. That which Rav Chisda taught us, davar zeh mitiras meisha loy lamadnu midivrei kabbalah lamadnu. The following statement, we have no source in tiras meisha, but rather it is learned out from divrei kabbalah, like we saw in Rashi last week, when the Navi is coming to be Mazir Yisrael, and we refer to it as Divrei Kabbalah. What does it say? Kol ben nechar, aral leiv, aral basar, loy yavayu el mikdashi. That someone, if you have a kayeno who is an arel, he has not had mila, he's pasal avoida. So where do you know that a kayen who is an arel is pasal avoida? So hamikamei da'asi yechezko man amra. So, if being that the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel which passels him from avoda, so are we going to say that this is a chiddush of Yecheskel? The Nevi'im not allowed to be mechadish davar mi'ata, says the Gemara. Ella, what are we going to say? Gemara gamer la v'as Yecheskel v'asmacha akra, to say that there is a psul of a kohen who is an arel. Hachanami will say the same thing. Gemara gamer la v'as Yecheskel v'asmacha akra. There was a halacha in Sinai. There was a mesera that there is Misa Beis Shamayim also for Priya Rosh, And this is something which Yecheskel came along and articulated, but it's not his chiddush, it's not his hamsah. Can you have an Isser without an Azhara, did you say? Well,
this is a very serious Avera, very serious consequence.
Right, I mean, so the question being asked over here is, where is the Azhara? You know, usually, ancient Elen came as herein. So I believe the Rishonim say that this is a klal only by Mrs. Bezdin and Einshe Bezdin. Here they were discussing Mrs. Shemayim, and I don't believe that klal applies. It's only by some type of a punishment, which is Nimsele Bezdin. Al Koponim, we wanted to say that we have a pasuk in Yecheskel which tells us that there is an Isser for the Kohen who is an Orel to do Avodah, is Mechal the Avodah. If you look at the Tesis, Davos Emitius Moshe Lulamadno, that he is Mechal the Avodah, but it's rather learned out from Yecheskel. Fractasis in Temer, Nelech Mechal Bechemer, Ma Balmum. I'm just going to skip a couple of lines just to make the question easier. Balmum, who is Mutter B'Kodshim? Osir Lavid Avodah. He's not allowed to do Avodah, so he's Kal. Balmum is Kal, he's allowed to eat Kodshim, and still he's not allowed to do Avodah. Orel She'osir Bachilas Kodshim Ein Edin She'osir Lavodah. So why do we even need this Smachta of Yecheskel, meaning Kal V'Chem is the Araisa? And therefore, what does it mean? Tesis is bothered with the Dover Zemiteres Meisha Leilamadnu Ad Kama, that it's implicit in the Chumash through the mechanism of a Kal V'Chemer. It is Miteres Meisha Laman. That's what Tesis means to ask. What Tesis says, answers, V'yishlemer de Cholol Yechiach She'ena Eichel B'Kodshim, even though he's not allowed to eat kodshim, I feel like he's kosher l'avoda, because b'di'evi, the avoda v'chol, is kosher. The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem, cheloi, who pael yod of tiritzeh, that agamid is a cholol, but b'di'evi, there's a ritzui, and so on. So, you wouldn't necessarily be able to learn that from the Kal V'Chomer, and therefore, it was clearly presented in Yecheskel. Okay, now we mentioned towards the end of the mission, we started to speak a little bit about Megillas Tainis. So the Gemara says, "Kol akasta the Megillas Tainis, de lele misped lefanav aser laachrav mutter." And we had a couple of days. The Tanakhama said, "Kol akasta the Megillas Tainis, de lele misped." Whenever it says there's an issa hesped lefanav aser laachrav mutter, you may not be masped the day before, as we saw in Rashi. The concern is because you might come to be masped on the actual Yom Tov itself. So the day before is Aser. The day after is Mutter. Rabbi Yosi was Machmer. Rabbi Yosi Eimer Lefan of Aser. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosi Eimer Lefan of Aser La'achar of Mutter. He said he was Machmer, yeah, to say that Rabbi Yosi Eimer Lefan of Ula'achar of Aser. Yeah, sorry, I just skipped a line. Rabbi Yosi said that both Lefan of and La'achar of is Aser. So if there's a day where there's an Isser Hesped, which is even more Chomer, some days there's just an Isser Tainis, some days there's even an Isser Hesped. So here we have Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. Tanakama matters the day after, and Rabbi Yosi matters even the day afterwards. Good. Tan Rabbanan, Eilen Yemaya Deloy Lehisana Bahoinim. These are days that you're not allowed to fast on them. And there are some days which are more chomer that you're not allowed even to make a hesped to eulogize. So mireish yarcha de nissen the ad tamia bay from Rosh Chodesh Nissen until the 8th inclusive. These are yamim tevim. Why? Because itaykem tmida. Because these were the days where we had many machlekesim, arguments, debates with the tzedukim, and we were menatzeach, and we were able to establish that a carbon tamid must be purchased from communal funds. So Rashi says, let's maybe just look at Tesis. As we mentioned, Tesis often is just mefarish like Rashi. He didn't have Rashi in front of him. Tesis says, bottom Tesis, They it took him to me the pirish because the mafarish from Megillas Tainis shahayu habay susim umrim sheyachad misnadiv tamit. They would say that an individual is able to give a tamit. Mishum dechsev tase as sakeves echad tase babeker tase mashma yachid uses lashon of tase as sakeves echad tase babeker. So there was a debate, an argument between the Chachamim and the Baisusim, and finally we prevailed and we were Menatzeach, and therefore, if you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Rashi says, last word in the line, Mirei Shiach Adinisin Atamni Bey, the whole Shmeini Yomim Nosu Benosnu Bedover Ad Shenotzchu Esat Steikim VeOsu Oisam Yomtiv, and so on. So from Rosh Chodesh Nisan through the 8th, the dinim of the Karban Talmud was established, and therefore the Lilamis Behain they made a Yomtiv. That not only is there an Issa Tainis, but there's even an Issa Hespet. Now, Mitamnia Bey Ad Seif Mayada, from the 8th of Nisan through the end of Yom Tov, it's also a Yom Tov, insofar as Issaisiv Chagat Shavuaya, Dura Mispet Bain. From the 8th through the end of Pesach, they establish it to be a Yom Tov, because, as we know, the famous debate, argument between the Tzedukim and the Chachamim, it says, Usfat and Chachamim Machas HaShabbos, and so on, that they understand that Shabbos means Shabbos Dafka, and we say Shabbos means Pesach, and so on. And so too, there was a great debate, and so on. And it was established, and therefore, from the 8th of Nisan through the end of Yom Tov, these are also days where there's an Issur Hespet. The Gemara is going to ask, we mentioned from Rosh Chodesh to the 8th, the 8th to the end of Yom Tov. So there's a couple of questions. Number one, why do you need Rosh Chodesh? Anyway, that's Aser. Number two, the 1st to the 8th, and then the 8th to the end. I mean, 8th, you already said 8th once, so why does it need to overlap? Why do you need to mention Yom Tov? Anyway, Yom Tov is Aser and so on. But that's what it says in Megillas Tainis. Amar Mar. Mireish Yachad Dinesim Va'at Tamye Bey Itukam Tamido Delelemispeid. So from the Rosh Chodesh through the 8th, they establish it as a day within Issa Hesped. Lomali Mirish Yarcha. Lemimi Trebin isn't say from the 2nd of Issa and Rosh Chodesh Gufei Yom Tovu Vaaser. Anyway, Rosh Chodesh is Aser. So Amarav Loy Nitzcha Elalasa Yem Shilafanav. Now, there's a big difference. Because had there been an Issa Hesped Mitzad the Din Rosh Chodesh, there would not have been a restriction the day before. We'll see why in a minute. But now that we're saying because of the, quote, Nes, which took place, the great days, which took place from Rosh Chodesh to the 8th, so now that is actually going to aser even the day before. But had it been solely because of Rosh Chodesh, that would have been insufficient to aser the day before. Again, Amarav, Linitzcha, Ella, Lasayim, Shlafanov. Frag the Gemara boy, well, who needs that? Vishlafanav Nami typically the Havi Le Yom Shlafan Rosh Chodesh. But surely, anyway, that should also be Asa because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. And didn't we say days which are Asa? The days before are also Asa? Another Gemara says no, depends. It depends if the day is a day which is Asa Midyaraisa. For Asa Midrabanan. If it's only Asa, when I say only, if it's Asa Midyaraisa, they didn't need to be Mechazik it by Asering the day before. But if it's Asa Midrabanan, then they did need to be Mechazik it by Asering the day before. So that's what we say, Rosh Chodesh Diraisa or Midyaraisa. So we answer, Rosh Chodesh is Diraisa. Udiraisa Libyachizik. And therefore, had there been the Isser Hesped Mitzad the Rosh Chodesh Shaboy, then the end, the last day in Adar Chavtes, it would have been Mutter. The Tanya Hayomim Ha'ele Haksuvim B'Megillas Tainis Lefneim B'Lachreim Asturim Shabbos as Yomim Tevim Hein Asturim Lefneim B'Lachreim Mutarim. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no Issa before, there's no Issa afterwards. Strike the Gemara, Omar, from the Braisa, Omar, Hefesh, Bein, Zelazah. Why are we being more makel? Mother the days before and after Shabbos and Yom Tov. There it is, Divrei Torah, Halal Divrei Torah, but Divrei Torah and Tzrichim Chizuk. Halal Divrei Sefrim, but Divrei Sefrim, Tzrichim Chizuk. So again, Akasha was, it said that these are the days you're not allowed to be maspid. And we said it's referring to Rosh Chodesh Nissan until the 8th, because they were able to establish various halachas of the carbon tomb that needs to be purchased from communal funds. The Gemara's kash was, why mention Rosh Chodesh? Typically, that Rosh Chodesh anyway is Aser. There it says we wanted to Aser the end, the last day in Adar, the day before, had we tried to Aser and we didn't Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't be Aser because it's Deraisa. Deraisa doesn't need Chizuk. That's why we're coming to Aser it, because it's a Yom Tov. Insofar as we are Menatzeach, leads to Kim and so on. So, Amar, we said, Mitam Yebei Atsoif Mayada Uto Yisif Chagadishvuaya, Delilah Mesped, from the 8th through the end of the Mayad, they established that which it says, Usfat Machim Machasa Shabbos, it's referring to Pesach, and therefore they established when Shavuos will be. Lomali Atsoif Mayad, Lema Ad Hamayad. Just say up until Pesach. Oh, Ma'id Gufei Yom Tov. See, Ma'id, it's going to be us. It's going to be a Satinus. So I'm Rapapanein. Just like Kidam Rav a moment ago. Lenitzucha Ella Lasta Yem Shalafanov. Hachanami Lenitzucha Ella Lasta Yem Shalachrov. We needed to ask the day afterwards. Had it been, the reason why not that's a fast is because it's Pesach and it's awesome. It's other Yom Tov. Then we would say on Yisro Chag, the day afterwards, you'd be allowed to, because it's Diraiso, and it doesn't need Chizuk. But now that it's a Din Derabbanan, it's because they were Menatzeach, the Tzukim, Legabe, the Kvias, of Usfartim Lechemach, Shabbos, and so on. So now the day after Yom Tov is also going to be Oster. Now, the Gemara just points out, so if you're telling me that from the 8th of Nisan through the end of Pesach, these are days where there's an Issa Tainis, these are days where there's an Issa Hesped, and it's going to be also the following day. Well, who is the Tana in the Mishnah who said that the Issa is not only the day before, as we saw for fear that you might end up being Masped on the day itself, but even the day after, that is going like Rabbi Yossi? It says the Gemara, come on, Rabbi Yossi. Oh, you're going like Rabbi Yossi? Come on, Rabbi Yossi, the Amar. Bein Melafanav, Bein Melachrav, Asur. So, as Rashi points out, meaning you're leaving over the Rabbanan, you're going like Rabbi Yossi. So, Ihachiv, so, the Esrim, the Tesha, Nami. So, the 29th of Adar also, my area to have a Yema Dimikame, Yema Dimitukim Tmido. So why do we need to say that, well, the 29th is going to be Aser, because it's the day before the day that they established the halachas of the carbon tomb that's brought from communal funds, and therefore that's the reason why day 29 is going to be Aser, and had it been only because of Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't have Aser the day before. But there's another Yom Tov on record, namely the 28th of Adar. 28th of Adar is also a Yom Tov on record. Typically, the Havilei Yema de Basar Esrin V'tamya Bey. And to the extent that you're telling me you're going like Rabbi Yossi, who asks not only the day before, but even the day after. So if one of the days in Megillas Tainis is the 28th of Adar, then anyway the 29th is going to be also according to Rabbi Yossi, insofar as he asks both before and afterwards. That's the Gemara's kashas. Again, why did you need to say that we needed to mention Rosh Chodesh Nissan until the 8th mitzad, the Masu Matan and the debate against the Baisusim that we won? Because this way, where we will ask on the 29th of Adar, typically, the reason why the 29th of Adar is going to be also is because it's the day after the 28th, and the 28th is also a Yom Tov. Why is the 28th of Adar a Yom Tov? D'tanya. The Esrin V'Tamya Bey Osses B'Surta Tapta Li Yehudoy. A Gutta B'Seira came to the Yidden of the time, the loy yo'idun min Eiraisa. Rashi says directly across, the loy yo'idun shalay yehutzrichim levatal mital matera shenigzar aleim shalayasku batera. So on the 28th came a good besera saying everything is good. The loy yo'idun min Eiraisa shepalach is gazra malchus or malchus harasha Al Yisrael Shlayasku Batera Shlayamilu is Bneyem Shichalu Shamasis. The Romans made a decree. They asked Teira, they asked Mila, and they said you need to be Michal Shabbos. So Ma also Yehuda ben Shemuel the Chavei Rav. We saw this not so long ago in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So what did they do? So, Ma'as Yehuda ben Shemuel v'chaver halch v'natal eitza mi matroniz achas shekol gedeli reimi mitzuyin etzla. They went to get an eitza from this matronisa, this noble woman who the gedeli reimi frequented. Amr lahem, she said to them, this is what you should do. Imdu v'hifkinu b'layla, go and make a hafkana, make a protest at night. Either Vashav Shat is because a person's voice carries much more so at night, or because Oz Rav Nisim Valaila, miracles happen at night. So she said, go and be mafkin at night. Holchu v'fkinu v'layla, after they went to be mafkin. The Amru, and they said, Ei Shamayim, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying to the Romans, Loi achim anachnu, what I thought we're supposed to be brothers. Loi b'nei av echad anachnu, are we not both the descendants of Yitzchak? Loi b'nei eim achas anachnu, are we not both descendants of Rivka? Ma nishtaninu mikol uma v'lashin sha'atam gezrim aleinu gzeiros rois. Why are you making so many decrees against us? Ubitlam. Ubitlam. Fascinating that, you know, this was not something which the Chachamim thought to do, to go and somehow show camaraderie to the descendants of Esav. And this was something which the Matronis advised them to do, and they did it, and they were successful. Ubitlam. So the 28th of Adar we have on record as a Yom Tov. Again, let's remind ourselves where we're holding. So the Gemara's kasha was, well, to the extent that we're going like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, all the days in Megillas Tainus, not only is it also the day before, but it's also even the day after. So to the extent that the 28th is a Yom Tov, so the 29th of Adar is also going to be Asar. So why did we need to say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan through the 8th, these are days where there's an Issa Hesped, and the reason why I wanted to say Rosh Chodesh from the first, as opposed to just the regular Rosh Chodesh Dinim, is because now it asks the day even before. But at Kama, they were going to look at Yasi, who says we ask the day before and the day afterwards, and the 28th is also Asr, so it comes out the 29th of Adar is also Asr anyway. When will it be necessary in a case where we have a chodesh meuber? Let's see Rashi, a couple of pshatim in Rashi. Rashi says, "Lenitzcha ela lachodesh meuber b'shana muberes." If it is a shana muberes, so Rashi's the first pshat in chodesh meuber is if it is a shana muberes, sheyesh shnei adarim v'harishin chaser. So the first month is going to be 29 days. V'sheni molei, the hashtag ki havi adar sheni molei. So it's going to be 30 days. Have a yom shleishim lifnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So day 30 is going to be the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, you can't say, oh, well, the 28th is a Yom Tov, so the day afterwards is going to be Aser Behesped V'tainis, because, okay, it lasts the 29th. What about the 30th? So for the 30th, that's why I need to say Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From Rosh Chodesh till the 8th was also good, happy days, miraculous days. But now this is going to ask of the day before, namely the 30th. Inami debru ala Adar, or they just made Adar Molek, again Shalay Nira, Chodesh Yim Lamed, the Mishim Yom Tov, the Chavches, Le Mitzar, Al-Chavtes, it only asks for the 29th. It's not going to ask for the 30th. In order to ask for the 30th from Hespet and Dinus, we needed to say from Rosh Chodesh through the 8th, these are happy days. And specifically the new Yom Tov Derabanan, because Mitzah, the regular Din Rosh Chodesh, which is a Diraisa, that would not be strong enough to ask the day before, because it's Divrei Torah, it doesn't need Chizuk. Fine. That is one answer. We can even say, we're speaking about a case of Chodesh Chasa, there's only going to be 29 days. Well, if there's only 29 days, then the Kasha is, so why do you need to say from the 1st to the 8th? It's Asa. Typically, the 29th is the day after the 28th, and the 28th is also Yom Tov. Ravash Yom HaFilu Teim L'Chodesh Chasa, Kol Shela Achrov, B'tainis Asa, B'hespid Mutter. So, if in a situation where kosher achrav betainis aser behesped mutter, v'zeh ha'il u'mutzel bein shnei yamim tovim, being this is actually between two yamim tovim, i.e. the 28th and Rosh Chodesh, aser'u ki yam tov atzmai, they made like the yam tov itself to aser everything. Now filu behesped nami aser. So at times we will aser only the dintainis. We're not going to be so machmer to say, well, because it proceeds or comes follows, there's going to be tainus and hesped. But now, because it's sandwiched between 2 days, 2 happy days, 2 days of nisim, so then we're going to say even hesped is going to be asur also. Fine. Now we said, amamar mitanya beiv ad seif mayadav. From the 8th until the end of Pesach, Itos of Chagat Shvuayo, they establish the date of Shavuos to let him ispid, and therefore these are days where there's an ispid. Lomli lemeimar mitam yebei. Why do you need to say from the 8th? Didn't we already include the 8th in the previous counting from the 1st to the 8th? So why say now from the 8th till the end of Yom Tov? Why do we need to say that? Lema mitisha bei. Say from the 9th onwards, Vatanya Gufe Asadava Yemeditukam Bei Tamida, being that that was already included in the previous consideration. So that we say, Kavan the Ilu Mikla Milso Batline, Leshiva Tamya, Leshiva, excuse me, Tamya Gufe Asa, Dava Yemekamo, the taste of Bei Chagadishwar. So in the event that something happens and they're Mavatal, this first set of 8 days, and they'll say that's no longer going to be a Yom Tov and so on. So we have another reason to ask the 8th of Nisan, the Tainis, because it's part of the happy days, the good days, in which we were able to firmly establish the date of Shavuos. Says the Gemara Hashta, the Asis Lahachi. Now you've come onto this answer, that the reason why we were saying 1 through 8 and 8 through the end of Pesach, why do we say 8? Why do we need one day to overlap 2 sets of Yomim Tovim in the event that somehow they'd be Mevatel? So now that you've come on to that reason, so says the Gemara Hashto. When we had our question about the 29th of Adar, Esther Matisha Nami, Kaven the Elo Mikla Milso, Batlinla Esther Matanya, in the event that they would be Mavatal, the Yom Tov of the 28th of Adar, Esther Matisha Gufei, Oster, still the 29th is going to be Oster, the Avala Yemed the Mikamei, Yemed Yitukum Tamidah. So then it's going to be Oster for another reason, because it's the day which precedes the first of the days which they established the carbon tumet. Okay, so as we mentioned, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and i.e. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi as to days where the asid hesped is only the day before Aser, for fear that the hesped might go and spill over into Yom Tov. But we mounted the day afterwards. That was Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yosi said, both days are asa. The day before is asa v'hesped, the day afterwards is asa v'hesped. So itmar. Chibarashi omar rav. Halach Rabbi Yosi. Meaning we are going to be machmir like Rabbi Yosi, and we're going to answer hesped even the day after. The Shmuel Amra Alacha, Reb Meir, we're going to be Mekel. So Shmuel is going to say, we're passing like Reb Meir, that only the day before is Aser. L'miyam Shmuel Achiv, Atanya, Shimon Gamliel is even more Mekel. Shimon Gamliel is the most Mekel of the lot. Shimon Gamliel, Ma, Tamad Leimer, Behoin, Behoin, Shtepa Amim. What do we say in the last narrow line in Yedzayin Amud Beis? Ten Rabbanan Eilin Yemaya Deloilis Ano Behoin. These are days that you should not fast on them. U'miktasoin Delele Mispeid Behoin. And some of them you shouldn't be maspid on them. Says Shimon Gamliel, Matam Leimer Behoin Behoin Shtepa Amim. Leimelach Hein Asurin Lefneim Velachrein Mutarin. To say that only those days are going to be Aser, but the days before and the days afterwards are going to be Mutter. And the problem is, Shmuel said we pass like Shemeng Mingam Liel. So how could Shmuel say Paskin's like a Rimeir? Who says the days of Megillas Tainus, whether the Nisa Hasped the day before is also Aser to be Maspid? When Shmuel says we pass on like Shimon Gamliel, who said that only those days are Aser, the days before, the days after are Mutter. That is the most conscious hysteria in Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no. Miikara, Savor Kevin the Lekatana the Mako, Karevi Meir, Amalach Karevi Meir. Originally, he didn't think there was any Tana who was more Mako. Some of the Gemara said, May Rebbe Meir. There's no one as Mako more than Rebbe Meir. Halacha Rebbe Meir. So therefore he said, we're going to pass him like Rebbe Meir, and he was thinking that is the most Mekel of the lot. Kaven the Shamei, Meir of Shimon Gamliel, the Mekel Tvei. Once he heard that Shimon Gamliel is Mekel even more, and he matters the day before, and he matters the day after, Omar Halacha Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. He says, we pass him like Shimon Gamliel, and only the days themselves are Aser, the day before, and the day after is Mutter. Vechein Amr Bali Amr B'chia Bar Abba Amr B'yechanon Halach Rabbi Yisi B'shem Rabbi Yechanon. We say also that we paskin like Rabbi Yisi L'chumra, that the days before and the days after, the day before and the day afterwards is Aser. Amr B'chia L'Bali Az B'lecha Ki Amr B'yechanon Halach Rabbi Yisi. When did Rabbi Yechanon say that we paskin like Rabbi Yisi, that the day before and the day after is Aser? He said it regarding Tainus. Rashi says, three lines in the bottom, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yechon Halach Adol Leili Hesana. The Yomim Haksuvim B'Megillas Tainus the Leili Hesana Lifneim Asurim V'Lach Rav Mutarin K'Rav Yaisi V'Lei K'Rav Yimeir the Amar Af Lifneim Mutar Avol Adol Leili Mispid Ein Halach Rav Yaisi. But legabe the iser, the legabe the din that you're not allowed to be maspid, on that ain alacha Rabbi Yosi. Dav lefanav l'achrav aser. He never said that we pass him like Rabbi Yosi at the kach to legabe the tisefis din of hespid. Nay, he never said that. Ela Rabbi Meir dav lefanav aser l'achrav mutter. So again, Amri Reb Chiya l'bali azbrucha kiam Rabbi Yechon alacha Rabbi Yosi. It was only going on Adelele Sana, but not like Gabi, the Isser Tainus post the Yom Tov. Says the Gami, Rabbi Yechon Lach, is that true? Vam Rabbi Yechon Lach Kasam Mishnah. We know Shikas Rabbi Yechon in Shas is, we always paskin like the Sam Mishnah. So if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yechon said, okay, at least the day before is Asr, Rabbi Yechon paskins like the Sam Mishnah, Utman, Abba Bisha Amru Makdimin. Even though we said that you're allowed to be makdim the Megillah, avijamu makdimin v'le ma'achrim mutarim behesped b'tainis. So in situations where the bnei kfarim are allowed to be makdim liyim maknisa, as Hashem we will learn soon in Maseches Megillah. So even though they're allowed to be makdim liyim maknisa because they are not bekiyin in mikra Megillah, and if they come into town on a Monday or a Thursday, providing it's the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and so on, then they're able to lane. So even though we said that you're makdim, nevertheless, mutarin behesped v'tainis, Nevertheless, there is a heter of hesped with highness. In other words, you shouldn't think, oh, well, if they happen to lay in a few days before Purim, so then it's only going to have dinei Purim, and there's going to be an iser hesped with highness. That is what it says. Let's just see the top Rashi. Rashi says, b'nei tesvav, that is the question of the gears over here. Kriyas Megillah, the Krachim, Kaidim Zmanek, the Mephash Hasam Yudav, you basically give them with Yudav Shakfar the Magdim of Miyam Aknisa. That is the basic din. The B'nai Kfarim, they themselves are not Pekin. They don't know how to lane, so Chazal allowed them to lane early. Mutarin, Oysen Yomim Shikaru, Kaidim Zmanek, the Hesped with Dinus. The day does not become a Yomtiv itself, and therefore there still is a Heter of Hesped Vitinus. So again, we're going to be asking Akasha from this Stam Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. The Akasha was, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan said that the day before is Aser? We have this Brisa, we have this Mishnah, excuse me, which says, even though they said you can be Makdim, nevertheless, it's Mutab Hesped Vitinus. Amos, what day are we referring to over here? What day are we saying that even though the B'nai Kfarim were Makdim, but nevertheless, there's a heter of hesped b'tayis. What are we referring to? Ilema b'nei chameisar. These are people who live in a kfar. It's a walled city. It's a walled city, but they are ami haaretz. They don't know how to lane. The kakaru lay, or they change it to behu, and they read or kakar la ba'arbeisar, and they end up reading it on the 14th. They end up reading it on the 14th. So, and we're saying that the 14th is a heter of hesped v'tainus. Umi shari v'aksiv v'megilas tainus. Yom arba asar boy. V'yom chamisha asar boy. Yom apuraya inon. Delele mesped behind. It's clear, and this is how we baskin, that on the 14th and the 15th, regardless of where you live, both days are asar behesped v'tainus. The Amaravol in Israel, Elalas, and Shalzeh, Bishalzeh, Shalzeh, Bishalzeh. So it cannot be speaking about that case where they were going to lay, they were supposed to lay on the 15th, but they end up laying on the 14th, that the 14th is Mutanes, but the Tainis. So, in the Ella, what are we going to say the case is? Ella, B'nai, Arbeisar. They are supposed to lay on the 14th. They're supposed to lay on the 14th, the Kakarlu, B'tlaisar. And we end up reading for them on the 13th, Rashi says, "Gekar b'yud gimel kigen shechal yud dalad b'gimel b'shabbes u'makdimim liyem aknisa," and they come back one day early to the Monday before. So if that's the case, these are people who live in a kfar, and therefore really they should be laying on the 14th. Yeah, they should be laying on the 14th, but the 14th is a Tuesday. They're not going to know how to lane. They're going to come to the big city on a Monday, and therefore we'll allow them to lane on the 13th. And on that, the Mishnah is saying, but there's a heter hesped v'tainus on the 13th. Frag b'gemar, that can't be. There's no heter of hesped.
We had that description before, though. Did we have
the
expression?
Well, no, we didn't have the expression of b'nei arbeisar. We were speaking of b'nei chameisar, b'nei arbeisar. We're just discussing individuals who have an obligation. So, says the Gemara, you want to tell me that there's a heter to have a tainus and to be maspid on the 13th of Adar? No, Yom Nikanaru. This is the day of Nikanar. This is not the Nikanar which we are familiar with as far as the gates of the Beis Hamikdash and so on. This is going to be another Yom Nikanar, another Nikanar person, and because of what happened, they established a Yom Tov on the 13th of Adar. So it can't be referring to that case either, because on the 13th there is an Isser Hesper V'tainis insofar as it is Yom Nikanar. Okay, the Ella B'nei Arbeisar, so maybe the case is that people are supposed to lane on the 14th. The Kakaru lay betraysar. And meaning the 14th is a Wednesday, and therefore we will allow them to lay in the Megillah when they come to town on the Monday, 2 days earlier, on the 12th of Adar. And that we're saying, but there's a heter hesped v'tainus. But my name, Yem Turinusu, That's another Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov of Yom Terinus, which we'll see soon also what that was. El Alav, what must the case be referring to? El Alav, the Kakaru lay Bechadzar. The case must be that they're laying on the 11th. And they're laying on the 11th, Uktani Mutarin Behesped Vitainus. And we said that you are allowed to, there's a heter of Hesped Vitainus on the 11th. So there's a heter of Hesped Vitainus, even though it's the day before Terinus. And we said Terinus is a Yom Tov, the 12th is a Yom Tov. And you just told me, oh, that we go like the Rabbi Yechon Passman, like Rabbi Yossi, and he asks us the day before. But here we see that it's the day before, it's the 11th. And we say you're allowed to have Hesped Vitainus. If you look at Rashi Bechadisar, Shechali is Yedaled Be'echel B'Shabbos, meaning the 14th fell on a Sunday, Ukfar Magdim Amiya Maknisa Dehavi Yud Aleph, Vishmamino De'afel Gav, Shuyoim Shalifni Turinus, even though this is the day before the Yom Tov, which was celebrated because of the falling of Turinus, Shari Behesper Vitainus. Again, all of this was brought to show Akasha. We said, how can you tell me, me, Amr Yechon Hachi, that there's an Isser Hesped the day before? But we see days where they're makdim to allow the Bnei Kvarim to lane, which we're saying is the 11th, you can lane, but the day doesn't become Asa Behesper Vitainus, but the 11th is the day before the 12th. And the 12th is the Yom Tov of Turinus. So sure, and we said that Shitz Rabbi Yechon is halacha is kistam mishnah. So that is the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, loy bnei arba'asar v'kakaru lei betreisa. It is the 14th, they're bnei arba'asar, and they're leaning on the 12th. And we're saying the 12th is permitted, perhaps with the tainus. I would the ka'amr is yom to rainusu, but you said, but surely you're not allowed to be maspid and to fast on that day. But it is the yom to rainus, yom to rainus gufei betule batlu, hoyl venergu boy shmaya v'achia achiv. Being that another calamity happened, by yom. Rashi says, Shmaya v'achia, chasidim hoyu, v'lei pirish mihem, d'oisei sh'achlu aryeh, edei hoya, v'lei shmaya. We don't know who they were, but because it was a day that a calamity took place on, they were mevatel, the Yom Tov of Terinus, and so on. So we're speaking about a case where they were supposed to lane on the 14th. They ended up laning on the 12th. The 12th surely should be also because it's Yom Terinus. Yom Terinus, they were mevatel. Kihod, Rav Nachman Gozer Tanis, Betreisar, he made a gzera of Tainus on the 13th. Amrli Rabbanan, Yom Terinus, who? Amlehu, Yom Terinus, Gufei, meaning it's the day after Yom Terinus. So they said, nay, and he said to them, Yom Terinus, Gufei, Betuli, Betlu, Havaner, Gubishma, Vachia. If the actual day of the 12th, they are mevatel because of the calamity which took place. Yom Terinus Gufei Betuli Batlu, Hove Negevish Ma'vachia Achiv. So they are mevatel the actual day itself, the mevatel day itself, and there's certainly going to be mevatel the day afterwards also. Typically, the Avilei Yom Shlifnei Nikanar, but isn't it the day before Nikanar? And therefore, Mitzadat, it should also be Osir. Amravashi hashti iu gufei batlu. But madach, they actually were mevatel the day itself of the 12th. And they said the day itself no longer has any halachic restrictions, mitzah, they were mevatel yom terinus. So mishum yom nikanar, because it precedes yom nikanar, nekum nigzar. In other words, if the day they abolished the yom tov because of this great calamity which took place, we don't care about the fact that it's the day which precedes a festive day. If the whole Yom Tov, they were day annulled, so surely we're not going to care about the fact that it precedes the Yom Nikanor. Now the Gemara says, my Nikanor, my Tyrannus. What are these days? The Tanya Nikanor, Echad Me'afarchi Yevonim Hoya. He was a Greek officer. Every day he would wave his hands against Yehud of Yerushalayim, v'omer, Eimasai Tipol B'yodi, v'arasena, meaning when will Klal Yisrael fall in my hands, and I should trample them. Ukeshagabra Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, v'natzchum Katzitzu, b'hoinais Yodov v'raglav. He said, he would wave his hands and say, I'm going to trample them. So they avenged this mocking, and they cut off the Bahinus Yadav Raglov, the Tolum, Bashari Yerushalayim, the Amru Per, Shalayim Adabra Begayv of Yadayim, Shahoyu, Manifus al Yerushalayim, Tasabem Nakama. This was the day of Tyrannus, and this was Nicanor. That was the day of Nicanor. My Tyrannus, Amru Kishabikish Tyrannus, Larigus, Lulinus, U Papus, Ochiv, Baludkio, when Tyrannus wanted to kill Lulinus Upapus. We know the story was that there was a girl who was killed, and there was a Xera against all of the Yidden. And these two people came forward, and they, so to speak, gave their life in order to have the decree placed on them. And lots of interesting discussion in the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Moshe about, is a person allowed to give their life, to be Matzal Yachid, to be Matzal Tzibur, and so on. Al Kopanim, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Im me amishal chanani mishal vazariya atem, yavay lekecham yatzal eschem, miyadi. Meaning, if you guys are the descendants of these illustrious people, then surely your God will come and save you. Kedech yitzal chanani mishal vazariya. Miyadim chanetza, Amar Lai, nein, chanani mishal vazariya tzadikim gemurim ayu. They were pure tzadikim, veroyim ayu liyasas lem neis. Number one. Number two, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Hagun Hoya. He was a Melech Hagun. Interesting discussion. What does that mean? Nebuchadnezzar was a Melech Hagun. I mean, he was a Rasha Marusha. But there are some aspects about him which make him into a Melech Hagun. Whereas you are a lowlife. The Oisri Rasha had you to. You, Tyrannus, you are nothing. The Ene Royal Liasis Nes Al Yadi, no Nes is going to come about through you. The Anu Nis Chayavnu Hariga Lamakam, we are Mahuy of Misa, then Einata Haragnu Harbe Hargim Yesh Loy Lamakam Harbe Dubim Maroyes Yesh Lamakam Bailama Yesh Pagan Bano. We're going to die Saivi. The Hargim Yisanu Ella Lima Sano Kadesh Baruch Biatra Elish Asad Lipara. Domino miyad. The only reason why we've been handed over to you is because you are going to die. So they tried to use this as a way to intimidate him that he shouldn't kill them. Afapik and Hargu, nevertheless he killed them. Hargan, he killed them. Miyad Amru leizazim isham atchibo diufli meremi upatzu es meicha begizrin. He himself in turn was killed on the spot. So that day that they were avenged, that was the day of Yom Tyrannus, and that day became a Yom Tov. Finally, we said in Gezin Tainas al Tzibur v'Tchil v'Chamishi, in Gezin Tainas b'Barashi Chadashim, how many days of Tainas need to start in order to say that if you now chance upon a Rosh Chodesh Chanukah or Purim, the Tainas continues because you already began to fast? Kama Havi Aschala, Rabach Arma Shalish, Rab Asi Amra Achaz, even if one fast began, that is sufficient. They say you are mashlim the tainus. Before we said that you are misane, but you're not mashlim. They said you're misane. You are mashlim. Darsh ma'zuch mishmeid ravuna halacha misane u mashlim. Okay, take a look at Tesis over there.